Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Moed Katan has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas, Peril Bas Rabbi Yehoshua Heschel HaKohen.
We are now starting Bezes Hashem the Gemara on the Afav Min Aleph, which begins with the Braisa before and the Afay Amid Beis. The Braisa says the following halacha. Matza Sada Mitzuyenis. Firstly, someone's found the Sada that is Mitzuyen. Ve'en Yadu and one does not know Mativa. What type of Sada it is. So it depends. Yesh be'ilonis, if the sada has in it ilonis, be'adua, then one knows nechrash ba'kever. Ein be'ilonis, be'adua sh'avad ba'kever. And the difference between sada sh'avad ba'kever and sada sh'nechrash ba'kever is as follows. That as far as sada sh'avad ba'kever, the halacha is that sada sh'avad ba'kever is matami ba'oyo. On the other hand, a sada sh'nechrash ba'kever is not matami ba'oyo. The Gemara asks, in the case of Yesh Beilonis, that we say that this Sada is a Sada Shenechrash Bakever, why is a Sada Mitzuyanis? Why was one Mitzayan this Sada? A Sada Shenechrash Bakever again is not Matami Bayil. And as we learned before in the Gemara, that anything that is not Matami Bayil does not need Siyunim. One is not Mitzayan on a Tumma that is only Matami B'Magav Amasa and not Matami Bayil. The Gemara answers the Kasha by saying, Kitanya hahi besada sha'avar ba'kever. As Rashi explains, that they were Mitzayin the Sada at the time that the Sada was avar ba'kever, and later on, it was Nechrash ba'kever. And therefore, if it has Ilonis, we say that even though originally it was Sada sha'avar ba'kever, but since the Sada afterwards was Nechrash, now it is no longer Mitami ba'il. From our Gemara O'Chiro one sees, that by every sada that has in it a kever, if afterwards a sada was nechrash, then we assume that the charisha that was done in the sada reached the kever and spread out the atzamas throughout the beis hapras. And for that reason we say that even though the sada was originally avar b'kever, but since afterwards a charisha took place in the sada, now the sada is no longer metame b'oil, because again, since the charisha affected the kever, therefore we assume that the charisha spread out the atzamas that were in the kever throughout the entire sada. And for that reason, the sada now is no longer metame ba'il, but only metame b'mago v'masa. Now, the Avi Yishayla is, if that's true, that we assume that the charisha reached the kever and spread the atzamas throughout the Beis HaPras, why do we say that the tumah of a beis apras of a sada shenechrash b'kever is only midrabanan? As one sees in our Gemara, that the Gemara says, by a sada shenechrash b'kever, there is a kuav mnapeach adam beis apras v'hilach, that one can blow the beis apras and assume that with his blowing, he will uncover all the atzamas that are only metame b'mago v'masa, which is based on the fact that tumas beis hapras is only midrabanan, as we find in the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yutes Mabes and the Gemara in Erevin Lamana Mabes. L'chira, if the charisha reached the kever, l'chira the suffix should be a suffix deraisa. One has a real suffix tumah, and if one has a real suffix tumah, we should not be able to rely on the heter of menapeach adam beis hapras v'hulach. To answer this kasha, l'chira we find in Tesis and Ksuvas Daf Chavches Mabes the following teretz. Tesis explains that we say that the tumah of a beis hapras is only midrabanan is referring to a beis hapras that is found in a rishos harabim, and in rishos harabim we say safek tumah b'rishos harabim sveik etar, and for that reason may ikar hadin a beis hapras that is in rishos harabim should be tar. Just rabanan went and said not to rely on the rule of safek tumah b'rishos harabim sveik etar, and rather to be chayshesh misafik for tumah. But since again, me'ikra, didn't we say safik tumah b'shus ramas fekei tahar, therefore the tumah of the beis hapras is only midrabanan, and for that reason one can rely on the kua of mnapeach adam beis hapras v'hulech. That is the teretz of Tesvis and Ksuvis and Afchavches Mabes. The Ritva in our sugya explains a different pshat, why the tumah of a beis hapras is only midrabanan. The Ritva explains that through a charisha one can assume that the charisha broke up the atzamas, then now the atzamas are no longer kashir that have the ability to mitame b'magav amasa. In other words, atzamas were broken up to a shear that is less than a sa'ira. And only a shear of a sa'ira is mitame b'magav amasa. That is the pshat of the Ritva. Now getting back to Tesis in Ksuvah Stav Chochesh Mebeis, that Tesis seems to assume that we say that a Beis HaPras is only Midrabanan is based on the fact that we are referring to a Beis HaPras that is in Rishus HaRabim, that therefore has the klal of Safek Tumah B'Shasham Sfek Etar. On the other hand, the Beis HaPras that is found in Rishus HaYochid, that we say Safek Tumah B'Shasham HaYochid Sfek Etame is Tame Mi'ikra Adin, we find that the Rashash and the Chazon Ish Na'ilah Siman Chav Gimel Sof Katan Alef ask the following kasha. We find in the Mishnah in Taras Peritalad Mishnah Hey that the Mishnah says that if one has a suffix, if one came in contact with the Beis HaPras, even if the suffix took place in Rishas HaYochid, the Halach is Tehillin. The Rashash and Chaznish both ask, if one understands that according to Tesis, the Beis HaPras that is in Rishas HaYochid is Tameh Me'ikar Adin based on the rule of suffix Tumah Rishas HaYochid Tzvekei Tameh, why do we say that if one has a suffix, if one came in contact with the Beis HaPras in Rishas HaYochid, the Halach is Tehillin, and we treat the Truma that one touched as a suffix, Vachira, by every suffix Tumah Rishas HaYochid Tzvekei Tameh, we say the Halach is Sarfin. For example, if one has a suffix, if one touched Tumah Rishas HaYochid, and then one touched Truma, the Halach is based on suffix Tumah Rishas HaYochid Tzvekei Tameh, we burn the Truma. And so too over here, according to Tesis, we should burn the Truma as well. That is the Kasha of the Rashash and the Chazon Ish. Rabbi Yashiv, in Ha'aretz and Ksuvos, asks a different Kasha. He asks from that we find in Tesefta of Eloi's Perek Yitzayin, that if one is Chirish, a kever besada chaveri, if one went into Sada chaveri, and he was Chirish, a kever that is found besada chaveri, the halacha is he does not make his Sada Chaveri into a Beis HaPras based on the halacha of Ein Adam Eiser Dover Sheinu Shaloi. Rabbi Yashiv asks, if that's true, that according to Tesis of Beis HaPras that is in Rosh HaSayach is Tamei Mi'ikar Adin based on the rule of Safi Tumah Rosh HaSayach Tzvekei Tamei, why do we say that if one is Chirish B'Sada Chaveri, he is not Eiser his Sada Chaveri into a Beis HaPras based on the rule of Ein Adam Eiser Dover Sheinu Shaloi? Bechiria, his friend Sada, became a Beis HaPras Me'ikar Adin, since Sada Chaveri is Rishas HaYochid. To answer Tesis, we find two Mahalchim. The Chazon Ish explains that Tesis in Ksuvos is not referring to a Sada Shenechrash Bakever. A Sada Shenechrash Bakever is only Tamei Midrabanan based on the fact that we do not assume that the Charisha reached the Kever, like we find in Tesis by us. That Tesis by us, but the Ramascho, Menapeach Adam Beis HaPras explains that Beis HaPras is only Midrabanan, is based on the fact that we do not assume that the Macharesha reached the mace. And therefore we do not assume that the Tumah from the Kever spread to the entire Beis HaPras. That Tesis in Ksuvos Tav Chochesh Mebeis says that there is a difference between Rishus HaYochid, that is Tameh Me'ikar Adin, and Rishus HaRabim, that is Tar Me'ikar Adin, is referring to a Sadeh She'ovad Bakever. As far as a Sadeh She'ovad Bakever, do we say that the Tumah of that Sadeh is Menatira, or Midrabanan, is dependent if that Sadeh was Rishus HaYochid, or was that Sadeh of Rishus HaRabim? If that Sadeh was Rishus HaYochid, then we say Safek Tumah Rishus HaYochid Sveki Tameh, and the Sadeh is Tameh Menatira. On the other hand, Rishus HaRabim, we say Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim Sveki Tar, and therefore the Tumah of that Sadeh is only Midrabanan. But as far as the Sadeh Shenechrash Bokever is concerned, no matter what, even if the Sadeh is Rishus HaYochid, the Tumah of that Sadeh is only Midrabanan. The Mikdash David, in Siman Mem Vav of Katan Dalet, explains Tesis and Ksuvos differently. He explains that by a Sadeh Shenechrash Bokever, even Rishus HaYochid, the Tumah of the Sadeh is only Midrabanan, as we find in our Tesis, that one does not assume that the Mecharesha reached the Kever. That Tesis says, that if the Tumah is a Tumah Dereiso, the Tumah is a Tumah Derabanan, is dependent upon if the Sadeh is Rishus HaYochid or Rishus HaRabim, is referring to the actual Makam HaKever, As far as the actual Makam HaKever is concerned, then we say that Pirshas HaYochid, the Makam HaKever, remains Tamei based on the rule of Safek Tumah Pirshas HaYochid Tzvekei Tamei. On the other hand, Pirshas HaRabim, even the Makam HaKever, is Tahar Me'iker Hadin based on the fact that we say Safek Tumah Pirshas HaRabim Tzvekei Tahar. But again, Tosfos is only referring to the Makam HaKever. As far as the rest of the Sada is concerned, even Bishas HaYochid, the Tumah of the rest of the Sada, is only Midrabanan. That the Mikdash David says, that we can apply the rule of Safek Tumah Bishas Ramas Fekei Tar even to the Makam HaKever, and even the Makam HaKever is Tar Mi'ikra Adin, is based on that the Mikdash David understands that Safek Tumah Bishas Ramas Fekei Tar applies to even something that has a Cheskas Tumah. Like we find in the Mikdash David, Simim and Vav, Sivkat and Gimel, that the Mikdash David says that even something that has a Cheskas Tumah, if one has a Safek, if it remains in its status of Tumah, or the status of Tumah changed, we will say Safek Tumah B'Shas HaRabim Sveikei Tahar. The Shmaitza, on the other hand, in Shmaitza Dalet, Perek Beis, argues and understands that the rule of Safek Tumah B'Shas HaRabim Sveikei Tahar does not apply to something that has a Cheskas Tumah. So again, getting back to our thesis, and our thesis, one sees that one does not assume that the Mecharesha reached the Kever. And for that reason, the Tumah of a Beis HaPras is only Madrabonon. The obvious kasha is, as we find in the Achrinim, for example, the Nachas David, Reb Kiveger, and the Sfas Emes, is that if so, how does thesis understand our Gemara? In our Gemara we say that if one has a Sada Sha'ava Bakever that was afterwards Nechrash, then the Sada is no longer Metame Ba'il. Again, if we do not assume that the Mecharesha reached the Kever, why does a Sada change status based on the fact that a Charisha took place in the Sada? If till now, that the Sada was a Sada Sha'ava Bakever, the Sada was Metame Ba'il, even after a Charisha took place in the Sada should still be Metame Ba'il, based on the fact that we do not assume that the Mecharesha reached the Kever. Only with Chumra do we say that a Charisha turns the Sada into a Beis HaPras, which is Tamei Misafik. To answer this kasha, we find that the Rash in Noeles, Perek Yedches, Mishneh Hei, explains our Gemara as follows. That our Gemara does not mean to say that the Sada originally was Ava Bakever, and then a Charisha took place in the Sada, but rather the Rash explains our Gemara that our Gemara means to say that the reason why they were Metzai in the Sada is because they mistook the Sada for a Sada Sha'ava Bakever. But really, the Sada was never a Sada Sha'ava Bakever. It was only a Sada Shenechrash Bakever. Only by mistake were they Metzai in the Kever, and for that reason we say that if one finds a Sada that was planted with Ilanis, then one can assume that the Sada was always a Sada Shenechrash Bakever, and for that reason the Sada is not Metami Ba'il. But if one would have a Sada that was Ava Bakever, even if a Charisha took place in the Sada afterwards, the Sada would still be Metami Ba'il based on the fact that one cannot rely on a Charisha Lekua to assume that the Charisha came in contact with the Kever. Only with Chumra do we say that a Charisha is Metami a Sada and makes the Sada into a Beis HaPras. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara goes back to that we learned in our Mishnah V'yitzin Af Al HaKalayim. The Gemara asks, Ma'ishna v'chilei shomayid d'nafkinan? Why are they Yitzay on chilei shomayid in order to take care of the Kalayim? The Gemara answers, Amar Yaakov, Amar Bichna, Mishum, Schar Pu'ua, D'meiz L'gabon. The Schar Pu'ua on Chomayid is cheaper than the rest of the year. The Gemara goes on to say, Amar Vizvid V'temir, Mishar Shia Shema Mina, from here we see, Ki Avinan Uhu Schar. When we give the Pilim Schar that are being Yetze Ala Kalayim, we give them Schar Mitchumas Haleshka Avinan Uhu. The Isal Kadai Tachmidid Huya Avinan Uhu, because if this Schar is coming from the people that actually have Kalayim, Menaf Kulan Minayu, what difference does it make to us to make sure that they pay less money? Kokama de Boitinu, whatever is necessary, let us give the Payalim. Now to explain our Gemara's Kasha and Teretz, that the Gemara asks, Ma'ishna b'chiru shomoyed in afkinan? And the Gemara answers, based on the fact that the schar pu'ula during chomoyed is cheaper than the rest of the year, we find a tremendous machlokes in the mefarshim. The Gra, in Siman Tav Kof Mem Dalet of Katan Aleph, and so too in the Chayodim Kval Kofov, in Nishmas Hodim Siv Katan Vav explain our Gemara as follows, that the Gemara's kasha is, what is the heter for the Poyalim to be oiker kalayim, for the Poyalim to uproot the kalayim that they find, v'chira that kiras kalayim involves malacha? That is how the Goin and the Chayodim understand the Gemara's kasha. As far as the Gemara's teretz is concerned, we find a seeming machlokes between the Goin and the Chayodim. From the Goin is mashma that the Goin understands the teretz as follows. That the Pelim are allowed to be oiker the Kalayim during Chol Moed is based on a heter of Davar Ha'avid. Since the Schar Pelim during Chol Moed is cheaper than the rest of the year, therefore there is a heter of Davar Ha'avid to hire Pelim to be oiker the Kalayim during Chol Moed. The Chayodim on the other end argues, and the Chayodim understands that there is no heter of Davar Ha'avid just because one happens to find Pelim that are cheaper during Chol Moed. The Chayodim goes on to say that Ucherif Mar Gemara one sees that there is no heter of Davar Ha'avid just because one can find Pelim cheaper during Chol Moed. From that, the Gemara proves that the schar of Pelim comes from Trumas HaLishka, because had the schar come from the owners of Kalayim themselves, then there will be no heter for the Pelim to be oiker the Kalayim during Chol Moed, even though the schar of Pelim during Chol Moed is cheaper. One sees that the fact that one can find work during Chol Moed for cheaper is not considered Davar HaAvid. The whole heter of our Gemara is based on the fact that we do not want to be mafzeh Trumas HaLishka. That is the heter behind that the Pelim have a right to be oiker the Kalayim during Chol Moed. This seeming machlokes between the Goin and the Chayodim, if the fact that one can find cheaper work during Chol Moed is considered Davar HaAvid or not, is l'chaya mefurish v'machlekes harishenim. The Ramban and Daf Yal from the Beis clearly says that if one can find cheaper work during Chol Moed that allows one to do malacha during Chol Moed based on the heter of Davar HaAvid. The Mordechai, Ma'ikatan Perk Beis, Siman Tav Daf and Gimel, the other end argues. The Mordechai understands that just because one has the opportunity to get something for cheaper during Chol Moed is not considered a Davar HaAvid. So again, this Shaila, if the fact that one can find something for cheaper during Chol Moed, is that considered Davar HaAvid or not, seems to be Machlokes HaAchrinim, the Gra and the Chayodim, and so too Machlokes HaRishenim between the Ramban and the Mordechai. Now, according to the Ramban and the Goyin, that understand that the fact that one can get something for cheaper is considered Davar HaAvid, one has to understand, what do they do with the Chayodim's Raya? If so, even if the schar would not come from Trumas HaLishka, even if the schar would come from the Baalei HaKalayim themselves, still we should say that the heter of Davar HaAvid applies based on the fact that the schar Pelim during Chol Moed is cheaper. To answer this kasha, Ochir, one can say based on that we find in the Meiri and in the Pirush of Abeinu Shloime ben Hayosim that say the following pshat in our Gemara. That the Gemara means that if the schar will come from the owners of Kalayim themselves, who will not care about their loss, is based on that the Baalei Kalayim themselves deserve a knas for that they have Kalayim. And for that reason, we do not care about the loss that the Baalei Kalayim are receiving. That our Gemara says, that the Hetzer is based on the fact that Trumas HaLishka is losing, is not a special Hetzer of Hefsid, Hektish, like the Chayodim warns, but rather, it is the heter of Davar HaAvid that we find all over. Anytime one can find cheap work during Chol Moed, he has a heter of Davar HaAvid to hire Pelim to Malacha during Chol Moed. Now getting back to our Gemara again, the Goyin and Chayodim warn the Gemara Shaka V'Taya is a Shaka V'Taya as far as the heter for the Pelim to do Malacha during Chol Moed. Other Mefarshim learn the Shaka V'Taya of the Gemara differently. They learn the Shaka V'Taya of the Gemara is not as far as the heter of Pelim to Malacha and Chol Moed is concerned, but rather the Gemara Shaka V'Taya is a Shaka V'Taya, why did we choose Chol Moed? Even though there is no Isser involved, but still, why did we choose that the Pelim should be Yetzei during Chol Moed, more than any other time of the year? On that, the Gemara answers by saying that the reason why we chose Chol Hamoed over the rest of the year is based on the hefsed of Trumas Halashka. Now, as far as the Hetzer for the Poelim to the Malach and Chol Hamoed is concerned, we find Machlokes HaMefarshim. Rabbi Yeruchim and the Meiri explain that the Hetzer for the Poelim to be Oiker the Kalayim is based on the fact that the Akiras HaKalayim is considered a Mekalkel. The reason why the Poelim are uprooting the Kalayim is in order to ruin the Kalayim that was planted. And since they are doing a Malacha with the Kavana to Mekalkel the Kalayim, therefore the Malacha is considered Malachas Mekalkel. As the Meiri says, Malachas Kalkel is Leinesar B'mayid. Rabbeinu Yeruchim adds a few more words. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says the Mekalkelo, that is the Hetzer, and he adds on V'leika Tircha Yesera. In other words, Rabbeinu Yeruchim is explaining that there is a Hetzer of Mekalkel is only if there is no Tircha Yesera involved. If there is Tircha Yesera involved, then even if the Malacha is a Mekalkel, it is still Aser. V'chira the Pshad in Rabbeinu Yeruchim is as follows, that there are two Isurim as far as Malachas Chol Hamoed is concerned. First of all, the actual Malacha. And second of all, there is an Isser to be Terech Tircha Yisera on Chol Hamoed. And therefore, as far as the Isser to do Malacha on Chol Hamoed, we say that as long as the Malacha is a Mekalkel, it is not considered as if one is doing a Malacha on Chol Hamoed. On the other hand, as far as the Isser Tircha Yisera is concerned, even if it is not considered a Malacha based on the fact that he is being Mekalkel, there is still an Isser to be Terech HaTercha Yisera. And therefore, the only Heter of Mekalkel is only if there is no Tercha Yisera involved. So again, in Ben Yeruchim and Miri understand that the Heter of our Mishnah is based on the fact that the Malacha that the Pelem are doing is a Mekalkel. By Mekalkel, there is no Isser, Malacha, and Chol Hamoed, as long as Ben Yeruchim says it does not involve Tercha Yisera. Taz, in Siman Tov Kuf Mem Dalet of Katan Aleph, explains based on our thesis that the heter for the poem to be oiker kalayim is based on that akiras kalayim is a tzorech mitzvah, and there is a heter to be oiker kalayim a tzorech mitzvah. And even though we find in Simen Tov Kuf Mem Hei Sif Aleph that one is not even allowed to be megia in Hisachas b'sefer Torah, one is not even allowed to fix in Hisachas in a sefer Torah, so here one sees that there is no heter Tzerech mitzvah, but that is only as the Teres of Fala explains in Simon Pei Daled, only a Maisa Uman. Being Megia Naisachas B'Sefer Torah is considered a Maisa Uman. And as far as Tzerech mitzvah is concerned, we are not Mater a Maisa Uman. We are only Mater a Maisa Hejit. And since Akiras Kalayim is considered a Maisa Hejit, therefore we allow the Poyam to be Oiker the Kalayim a Tzerech Mitzvah, based on the fact that Akiras HaKalayim is only a Maisa Hejit. That is how the Taz explains, according to Tosfos. The Taz himself explains that the Heter for the Poelim to be Oiker HaKalayim is based on the fact that Akiras HaKalayim is considered a Tzerech Rabim. And the Tzerech Rabim has a Heter for one to do a Maisa Hejit. That is how the Taz explains the Heter of Akiras HaKalayim. So again, we have three Mahalchim. As far as the Heter Akiras HaKalayim is concerned, if one learns that the Gemara Shakvataria is not referring to the actual Heter, but rather just to that, the Chachamim were Kaveya that the time of Akiras HaKalayim should take place during Chol Hamoed. Rabbi Yeruchim and Meiri understand that the Heter is based on the fact that the Malacha is only Mekalkel. The Taz explains that according to Tosfos, the Heter is based on the fact that Akiras HaKalayim is a Tzerech Mitzvah. The Taz himself explains the Heter based on the klal that there is a Heter to do Tzerech Rabim on Chol Hamoed. Now getting back to the Goyin and Chayodim, that understand that our Gemara Shakvataria is a Shakvataria as far as the Heter Akiras HaKalayim, and the Gemara's Teretz is that the Heter Akiras HaKalayim is based on the fact that it involves a Hefser of Trumas Halashka to do it any other time besides for Chol Hamoed, one has to understand that what happened the Heter of the Taz of a Tzerech Rabim. There is a Heter to do Tzerech Rabim on Chol Hamoed. So why did our Gemara have to go and explain that the Heter is based on the fact that we are worried about the Hefster of Trumas Halashka? Why didn't our Gemara say that the Heter is based on the Heter of Tzerech Rabim like all the other halachas that I mentioned in the Mishnah, for example, Saknes Hadrochim, Ves Archives, Ves Mikveis Hamayim? To answer this kash, we find that the Goyin himself proves that from our Gemara one sees that the heter of tzarchei rabim only applies to tzarchei rabim that are tzarchei haguf. Any tzarchei rabim that are not tzarech haguf, not included in this heter, and according to the Goyin and Chayei Adam, even a ma'isa hejid is also a tzarchei rabim, if the tzarchei rabim does not involve a tzarech haguf of the rabim. And therefore, since Akiras Kalayim does not involve a Tzerech HaGuf of the Rabbim, there is no Heter of Tzerech HaRabbim even to do a Maisa Hejit. Now, one has to know what happened to the Heter of Tzorchei Mitzvah. Again, according to the Goyin Chayei Adam, why did our Gemara have to go and say the Heter is based on the fact that we are worried about the Hefzer of Trumas HaLishka? What happened to the Heter of Tzorchei Mitzvah? Why isn't the fact that one is doing the Akira of Tzerech Mitzvah itself a reason to matter the Akira? To answer this kasha, we find that the Torah's Rafal explains that in order to matter a tzarchei mitzvah, one needs a tzarech mitzvah that is a mitzvah min atzarech, based on the fact that the Isser Melachon Chol Moed is an Isser Deraisa, and therefore only a tzarech mitzvah that is a mitzvah min atzarech has a heter of tzarech mitzvah Chol Moed. And therefore, our Gemara understands that the Isser of being Mekayim Kalayim, the Isser of keeping Kalayim, is only an Isser Drabbanan. Once Kalayim were planted, the only Isser to keep the Kalayim growing is only an Isser Drabbanan. And therefore, the fact that the Pilim are being Oiker the Kalayim is only Lotzerach Mitzvah Drabbanan. And since it is only Lotzerach Mitzvah Drabbanan, there is no heter of Lotzerach Mitzvah during Chol Moed. Now let's go on to the next part of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Vad kama. How much is considered kalayim? The Gemara says, Omar Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Ko'isa shashonino kol sa sheish peroiva zera mimen acher yimayit. The Gemara asks, Vatanya hiskinu shumafkirin ko asada kula. The Gemara answers, Oy kasha, kan kaidem takona, kan wacher takona. Now, to explain the Gemara's kasha, we find the machoikes harishenim. Rashi explains that the Gemara's kasha is going back to that we said, which the Gemara understands is referring to the Pilim themselves. That what the Pilim themselves have to do is to take away from the Kalayim. And that the Gemara asks, Vatanya, that is not what the Pilim do. What the Pilim do is that they are mafker kol hasada kula. And that the Gemara answers, Vakasha kan kredin takana kan wachar takana. Before the takana, that the Pilim were mafka the entire Sada, what the Pilim did was is that they took away from the Kalayim. Achar takana, their taka mafka kol hasada kua. That is how Rashi explains the Gemara. In Rabbeinu Chanano, and so too in the Pirush of Rabbeinu Shlomo ben Ayasim, we find that they explain the Gemara's Kasha differently. They explain that the Gemara's Kasha Vatanya is going back to that we said before, that the reason why Pilim go out in Chol Moed is based on the fact that we do not want the Trumas HaLishka to lose money. On that, the Gemara asks that there is no reason for the Pilim to take money from Trumas HaLishka, since what the Pilim do is that they are Mafker Kol HaSada Kula, which Rabbeinu Shlomo ben Yohanan explains that they are Mafker Kol HaSada Kula for the Pilim themselves and for all other Aniyim. And since they are Mafker Kol HaSada Kula for the Pilim themselves, therefore are receiving their schar by the fact that they have the opportunity to be zeich in the sada, and there is no reason for them to take money from Trumas HaLishka, and for that reason there is no reason for them to be yetzei during Chol Moed. That is how Rabbeinu Chanano and Rabbeinu Shlomo ben Ayasim explain our Gemara. The Ohi Rabba and Siman Tov Kuf Mem Dalet, and so too we find in the Sfas Emes, take this a step further. The Tais Yontif asks the following kash on the Rambam. Tais Yontif asks, in our Gemara one sees that the Pilim that went out to take care of the Kalayim took their money from Trumas HaLishka. If so, the Tosantav asks, why aren't the Rambam in Ochash Kolim, when the Rambam mentions all the things that Trumas HaLishka is used for, the Rambam does not mention that Trumas HaLishka is used to pay the Pilim money who are Yoytze to be Oiker the Kalayim? The Rabba and Sfas Emes answer as follows. Based on Rabbeinu Chanano and Rabbeinu Shlomo ben Ayasim, that the Pilim took money from Trumas HaLishka was only before the Takana that they should be Mafker Kol HaSada Kula. After the Takana that that they were mafka kosa the kula, there was no reason for them to take money from Trumas HaLishka. The Sfasemis goes on to say that even though we find in the Rambam that the Peolim are Yoyitze during Chol HaMoed, even as far as being mafka kosa the kula is concerned, even though all the Peolim are doing is being mafka kosa the kula, they are still Yoyitze during Chol HaMoed, that is only because the previous takana remains in place. The previous takana that the Peolim are Yoyitze during Chol HaMoed, based on the fact that at the time that the Peolim were being Oikar the Kalayim, they were taking their schar from Trumas HaLishka, that takana remains in place, and therefore, even though now there's no reason for the Peolim to be Yoyitze during Chol HaMoed, because again, now the Peolim are no longer taking their schar from Trumas HaLishka, still the previous takana remains in place, and the Peolim are still Yoyitze during Chol HaMoed. The Teiros HaFol, on the other hand, answers the Kasha as follows. The Teiros HaFol answers that the Rambam does not bring down that the Peolim that are Yoyitze al HaKalayim take their schar from Trumas HaLishka is based on the fact that according to the sheet of the Rambam, Peolim are allowed to be Yoyitze al HaKalayim even though they do not take their schar from Trumas HaLishka. As we said before, the Teiros HaFol explains that that our Gemara found it necessary to explain the Heter based on the Hefts of Trumas HaLishka, and the Gemara did not just say that the Heter is based on that they are doing Akiras HaKalayim Mitzvah Mitzvah, is because our Gemara understands that the Isser Melechas Chol HaMoed is Nisa Deraisa, and therefore the only Tzirich Mitzvah which is Matir, the Isser Melechas Chol HaMoed, is only a Tzirich Mitzvah Deraisa. The Teiros HaFol goes on to say that is only according to Rabbi Yochanan, who is the man de Omer in our Gemara that says that the Heter is based on the Hefts of Trumas HaLishka. Rabbi Yochanan Shita and Chagiga Daf Lichasim and Aleph, as we find in the Ritvan Daf base, is that the Isser Melachan Chol HaMoed is Nisa Deraisa. And for that reason, Rabbi Yochanan could not have said that the Heter for the Peolim to be Yoyitze al HaKalayim is based on the fact that their Akira is being done with Tzirich Mitzvah. Because again, since the mitzvah is only a mitzvah d'rabbanon, a tzeirach mitzvah d'rabbanon will not be matter in Isser Melachan Chol HaMoed, which is Nisa Deraisa, according to Rabbi Yochanan. And for that reason, Rabbi Yochanan had to explain that the Heter is based on the fact that the Peolim are taking their schar from Trumas HaLishka, and we are worried about the Hefts of Trumas HaLishka. The Rambam, on the other hand, that understands that the Isser Melachan Chol HaMoed is only in Isser d'rabbanon, according to the Rambam, that the Peolim are allowed to be Yoyitze al HaKalayim could be based on the Heter of Tzirich Mitzvah. Because even though the Mitzvah is only Mitzvah D'Rabbanon, a Mitzvah D'Rabbanon is enough to matter the Isser Melach of Chol HaMoed, which is again, according to the Rambam, only in Isser D'Rabbanon. And for that reason, according to the sheet of the Rambam, that the Isser Melach of Chol HaMoed is only D'Rabbanon, there is no Hechrech that the Peolim are taking their schar from Trumas HaLishka. Even if the Peolim are not taking their schar from Trumas HaLishka, there is still a Heter based on the fact that L'tzirich Mitzvah D'Rabbanon is Matir the Isser Melachan Chol HaMoed, which is only an Isser D'Rabbanon. That is how the Teiros HaFol answers the sheets of the Rambam. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Mishnah says, Ram Shoishasov Ne'amayed, Ram that did not drink before Chol HaMoed, Hoyashkin V'Moed, he's not allowed to give them to drink during Chol HaMoed. Chamer matir mazah bazah, chamer matir by both. Now to explain the Isser of being mashke zrum, that to not drink before Yontif, we find three mahalchim in the Rishonim. Rashi and the Nemuki Yosef explain that the Isser is based on the fact that since they did not drink before Yontif, there is no pseida if he will not be mashke them during Chol HaMoed. And therefore the heter of Davar HaAvid does not apply. Because again, there will not be any loss by not being mashke them during Chol HaMoed. The Rambam, in Hilchos Yontif, Perches, HaLachadah, explains the Mishnah differently. He explains that we say that Zerom Shoishasu, one should not be mashke those Zerom during Chol HaMoed, is based on the fact that those Zerom need a lot of water, and therefore will come to be Tereach HaTerech HaYisera, and there is no heter to be Tereach HaTerech HaYisera, even B'makim Hefsid. Rabbi Niruchim and the Meiri explain our Mishnah differently. They explain that we say that Zerom Shoishasol Yashkem Moed is based on that it looks as if he's being Mechaven Malach Tzayu Moed. Again, as we learned before, there is a halacha that one is not allowed to push off his Malacha for Chol HaMoed. If one has the opportunity to do the Malacha that will save himself from a Hefsid before Yontif, and he pushes off the Malacha for Chol Moed, he is no longer allowed to do the Malacha on Chol Moed, even though the Malacha that he is doing is being done in order to save himself from a loss. And therefore, as far as our case is concerned, that we have Zeroam Shoshasa before Yontif, it looks as if he pushed off being mashke the Zeroam, watering the Zeroam till Chol Moed. And since it is mechsi, as if he's being mechavan on Malachtu Amayid, therefore there is no heter to mashke the Zeroam during Chol Moed, even though he's being mashke the Zeroam in order to save himself from a loss. That is how Rabbi Yeruchim and the Meiri explain the halach of our Mishnah. Now, let's go back. We find that Rabbi Ben Yaakov said two halachas. One halach Rabbi Ben Yaakov said is that even though one is allowed to meishach as hamayim me'ilon le'ilon, but still he is not allowed to mashke the entire sada. That is the first halacha of Rabbi Ben Yaakov. The second halacha that Rabbi Ben Yaakov said is the halacha that we mentioned before, that Zeroam Shoishasu Hayashke Memoyed. Now, according to Rashi, who explains that we say Zeroam Shoishasov Ne'amayd Oyashke Ma'id is based on the fact that there is no Davar HaAved involved by not being Mashke than B'mayid, because anyways, there will be no loss by not being Mashke than B'mayid. It comes out that both halachas of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov are based on the same Yesod. Both halachas, that one is not about Mashke Ka'asada, and that we say Zeroam Shoishasov Ne'amayd Oyashke Ma'id are based on the fact that according to Abaza Ben Yaakov, the only heter to Mashke is only, with Tzerech Davar Ovid, is only in order to save one from a loss. And therefore, in both cases, if there is no loss involved, there is no heter to Mashke, both Kos Adakua, and also Zeroam Shoishasov Ne'amayd. According to the Rambam, that explains that we say Zeroam Shoishasov Ne'amayd Oyashke Ma'id is based on the fact that there is Tercha Yisera involved, so too one can explain that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says Oyashke as Ka'asada is also based on the fact that there is Tercha Yisera involved in being Mashka Ka'asada, like you find in Rabbi Yeruchim, who explains that we say Wavad Shoyashke as Ka'asada is not like Rashi because there is no loss involved, but rather it is based on the fact that being Mashka Ka'asada involves Tercha Yisera. So again, like the Rambam, both halachas of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov are based on the same Yisod, that one is not allowed to be Terech Tercha Yisera, even with Tzerech Davar HaAved. According to the Meiri and Rabbi Yeruchim, who explained the Isser Zoram Shoshasov Ne'amayr Oyashka Amayr is based on the fact that it is Nirek Mechavin Amalachta Amayr, it looks as if he pushed off his Malacha for Chol Moed, the two Isurim that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov mentions, Zechariah, have nothing to do with one another. The second halacha is based on the fact that it is Nirek Mechavin Malachta Amayr. On the other hand, the first halacha is either based, as we find in Rashi and Mukiyesef, that there is no Davar HaAved involved in being Mashka Ka'asada, or as Ben Yeruch himself explains, that there is Tercha Yisera involved with being Mashka Ka'asada Kua. So again, according to Ben Yeruchim and Meiri, the two Isurim that are mentioned in the Shitza of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov are two separate Isurim. Now let's go on to Chachamim. The Mishnah says Chachamim Matirin Bazeh Bazeh. As Rashi explains, the Chachamim matter both to Mashka Ka'asada Kua, they are also matter Zeroam Shoishasu of Ne'amayet to Mashka Me'amayet. Rashi Ushitasi explains that the Machloikis is based on that we say that the whole heter to Mashke Zroim is only Utserich Tavar Ovid. Chachamim, on the other hand, argue. Chachamim understands that one does not need Tavar Ovid in order for one to Mashke Zroim. And therefore, even though these two cases do not involve Tavar Ovid, still Chachamim understands that one is allowed to Mashke again based on the fact that Chachamim hold that one does not need Davar HaAved in order to matter being Mashke. And so too, according to the Rambam, Chachamim argue both as far as the halacha of being Mashke Ka'asada Kua is concerned, and so too as far as the halacha of Zeroam Shoishasu, that Chachamim understand that there still is halacha that one is allowed to be Mashke the Zeroam Shoishasu, is based on the fact that Chachamim understand that even though the Hashkah involves Tercha Yisera, there is a heter to Mashke with Tzerech Davar Ovid. There is a heter of Davar Ovid, which is matter even to be Tereach at Tercha Yisera. That is the sheet of the Chachamim, and for that reason they are chilek both on being mashke kol hasadakua, and so too to be mashke zroam shoishasu. But according to Ben Yeruchim and the Meiri, that the two halachas that are mentioned in Obeza ben Yaakov have nothing to do with one another, that the Chachamim are matter to be mashke zroam shoishasu is a chira based on the fact that Chachamim are not worried for that it is nira kemechaven molachte b'mayit. But that the Chachamim are not worried about being nira kemechaven molachte b'mayit, Ochir is not a reason for Chachamim to matter to mashka koas adakua, which has its own separate reason to be aser. So we find in the Sefer Chalkas Ben Yom that explains that according to Ben Yeruchim, it could be that the Mishnah says Chachamim matirim bazeh bazeh is not referring to both cases in which Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said the one is not allowed to be mashke, but rather Chachamim matirim bazeh bazeh is referring that Chachamim allow one to be mashke both Zroim that were shasu b'fnei yontif, and Chachamim are matir to be mashke Zroim sheloi shasu b'fnei yontif. And so too we find in the Yerushalmi in Perek Aleph, Sefer Halacha Gimel. Now getting back to the Rambam and the Ben Yeruchim, Ben Yeruchim explains the ratio of the Mishnah of Vayashka Kosa the Kula is based on the fact that there is Tircha Yaseira involved in being Mashka Kosa the Kula, and so too the Rambam explains that we say that Zroam Shoyishasov Ne'amayid, one is not allowed to be Mashka Ne'amayid, is also based on the fact that he might come to be Terech Tircha Yaseira because Zroam Shoyishasu need more Mayim. We find this Fasemes asked the following Kasha. In the Gemara before in the Beis Haman Aleph, the Gemara says that one cannot prove from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that there is an Isser to be Terech Tircha Yaseira B'Makom Seida. And for that reason the Gemara says that one cannot explain the first Mishnah that says Avoin Mashkim Loi Mimei Geshamim Loi Mimei Kiwan, the one is not allowed to be Mashka Beis HaShochim from Geshamim Umimei Kiwan, because Tircha Yaseira is involved based on the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because again, there's no raya from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that there is an iser to be terech tircha yisera b'mokim b'seda. The obvious kash is, according to the Rambam and Ibn Yeruchim, it is mafurish in our Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that one is not allowed to be terech tircha yisera b'mokim b'seda, and for that reason, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says one is not allowed to be mashka kol asada. And so too, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that Zroam Shoy Shasu, one is not allowed to mashka those Zroam during Chol Moed. So again, why in the Gemara Daf Beis explain our first Mishnah based on the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? This is the Kasha of this Fasemes. To answer this Kasha, one can say as follows, that there is a fundamental difference between the Tircha that is mentioned in the Mishnah Daf Beis Haman Aleph, which is and the Tircha Yaseira which is mentioned in our Mishnah. The Tircha Yaseira which is mentioned in our Mishnah is a Tircha Yaseira that involves the actual Malacha. The actual Malacha being Mashkes Hasada involves Tircha Yaseira. On the other hand, the Tircha Yaseira that the Mishnah that Beis Haman Aleph is referring to is referring to a self-standing Tircha. In other words, the tircha that is involved in being mashke mei geshamim u'mei akilain is not the actual ashka. The actual watering does not involve any tircha. It is the drawing of the water that involves tircha. And therefore, the tircha that is mentioned in the Mishnah Daf Beis is a self-standing tircha which does not involve any malacha. And therefore, one can say as follows, that even though in our Mishnah one sees that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that one is not allowed to be tireach tircha yisera v'mokam seida, but that is only where the Tircha Yaseira involves Malacha. The watering itself involves Tircha Yaseira. The watering itself, which is a Malacha, involves Tircha Yaseira. That, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds as Aser, even B'makom Seida. But let's say one has a self-standing Tircha which does not involve any Malacha whatsoever, which is the Mishnah Daf Beis Haman Aleph, who says that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds one is not allowed to be Tircha Yaseira which does not involve Malacha, B'makom Seida. For that reason, the Gemara had to explain the previous Mishnah based on the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and not based on the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in our Mishnah. Now getting back to the Machlokes between Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we find a tremendous Machlokes HaRishenim. Again, Rashi understands that the Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Chachamim is based on the fact that Chachamim understand that one is allowed to be Mashke even shaloi b'malkim b'seida. And even shaloi b'malkim b'seida, there is a heter ashka, just like we find is a shitza of a mer and a beis haman aleph, one is allowed to mashka even a sada beis habal. And for that reason, Rashi goes on to say in the Gemara, that we learned in the Gemara, v'mashkin sada grid b'mayed, which Rashi explains is based on the fact that sada grid is a sada that never needs to be watered, even so chachamim or matir to mashka sada grid, based on the fact that chachamim understand that there is a heter to mashka even without pseida. Even without any loss involved, there is still a heter to mashka, and therefore chachamim understand that there is a heter to mashka sada grid. Rashi goes on to say, that the Gemara says, Amar Avinash Mamino Hai Tarbeitza Shoyu Tarbutza B'chol Namayada, this Gina, one is allowed to water a Gina in Chol Mayed, is based on the Heter of Rabbanon of Sade Grid. Again, even though there is no Hefsan involved, like the Gemara says, that even though all he's doing is being Marviach with his Ashka, with his watering, all he's doing is making what will grow better, still, Chachamim understand that there is a heter to mashke in order to be marviach. Rashi goes on to say that we learned in the Braisa, marbitzin, bein b'moy bein mishvias, one is allowed to water a sada, even a sada beis habal, bein during chomayr, bein during shvias, is based on the shita of Rabbanan. The Rabbanan understand that one is allowed to water a sada beis habal, even though there is no pseida involved, based on the fact he's allowed to water in order to have a harvacha, in order that what is grown should grow better. That is the shita of Rashi. The Ritva and the Teis HaRosh bring down that the Yerushalmi explains that the Rabbanan argue on Abaza ben Yaakov differently than Rashi. The Yerushalmi explains that Rabbanan also understand that the only heter to Yamashka is only b'malkim pseida. Just Rabbanan understands that even being mashka kosa l'kua, and so too being mashka zroam shoyishasu, also involves pseida, is also considered being mashka in order not to have a loss. And as the Teis Rosh explains, the Mishnah v'yashka is kosa, the Rabbanon hold, the one that is allowed to be mashka kosa, is not referring to sada beis habal. And even according to Chachamim, there is no heter to mashka sada beis habal. There is no heter to mashka in order to be marviach. Only being mashka in order to save one from a hefsid is mutter during Chol Mayed. Just the machlekes between Rabbanan and the Beis Haman Yaakov is that what constitutes a hefsid? What is considered a hefsid? And therefore, according to the Yerushalmi, that we learned in Mashkin Sade Grid is not only according to Beis Haman Yaakov. Even according to Rabbanan, there is no heter to Mashka Sade that does not need to be watered on Chol Mayed. And therefore, according to the Yerushalmi, that our Gemara says, Amar Avina, Shma Mina Hai Tarbitza, Shoyo Tibutza B'chol Demayada, that Avina said, the one is allowed to water a garden during Chol Mayed, and the Gemara compares a Tarbitza to Sada Grid, one has to learn, as we find in the Rif, that the Gemara is asking Kashan Ravina, that just like we find that everyone agrees that there is no Heter to Mashka Sada Grid, based on the fact that there is no heter to Yimashka in order to be Marviach, so too the Gemara is saying that there is no heter to Yimashka Tarbitza for the same reason. Because again, by Tarbitza, the Ashka is only in order to be Marviach, therefore there is no heter to Yimashka Agina, just like there is no heter to Yimashka Sada Grid, because again, Lekuei Alma, the only heter to Yimashka is only B'mokim Pseida. The Rishenim go on to say that according to the Yerushalmi, it cannot be Geiris in the Braisa Marbitzim Bein B'moy Bein Meshvias. Because again, V'kuei Alma, there is no heter to Mashka a Beis HaBaal during Chol Mayed. But rather, the Rishenim say the Gersa has to be Ein Marbitzim. One is not allowed to Marbitz, one is not allowed to Mashka Bein B'moy Bein Meshvias. And both are Aser, not only Chol Mayed, but even Shvias. That is how the Rishenim explain our Gemara according to the Shita of the Yerushalmi. The Ramban has a third mahalach in the Gemara. The Ramban understands again, like we said over B'Shema Yerushalmi, that the Chacham argue on Abaza ben Yaakov is based on that the Chacham understand that there is pseida involved by being mashke zroim shoyshasu before yontif. But to be mashke sada beis habal has no heter whatsoever. The Ramban goes on to say that still Rabbanan argue by Sadegrid, and Rabbanan are matter to Mashke Sadegrid, because Rabbanan understands that even to make afla, as the Gemara says, in Tzacharfa, is also considered a davar avid. The fact that he has an opportunity to make his irakis in Tzacharfa by being Mashke's irakis is also included in the heter of davar avid. And for that reason, Chachamim are matter to Mashke Sadegrid. And therefore, the Ramban explains the Gemara, Amar Ravina, Shmamina Haytar Beitza Shoyu Tabutza B'chol de Me'ada, similar to Rashi, that the Raya of Ravina was from Rabbanon. Just like Rabbanon are matzer to Mashke Sadegrid, because Rabbanon understands that making Afla and Techarfa is also considered a Davar Ovid, so too, according to Rabbanon, one will be allowed to Mashke Agina in order to make the Afla into Charfa, which is again considered a Davar Ovid. That is how the Ramban learns our Gemara. Now getting back to the Gemara says, Amar Ravina Shmamina Hai Tarbeitza Shari Tarbutza V'chola D'me'ada. Places explains that Ravina says Shmamina Hai Tarbeitza Shari Tarbutza V'chola D'me'ada is not only according to Rabbanan, who are matter to Mashke, even a Sadegrid, but even according to Abaza ben Yaakov, who holds one is not allowed to Mashke a Sadegrid, still there is a heter Tarbutze Agina V'chola D'me'ada. As Tesis explains, that just like we see in Rabbanon, the one is allowed to Mashke a Sadegrid, so too, according to Abaza ben Yaakov, one is allowed with Tarbutze, which Tesis explains to mean a Hashka Porza, to a Sadegrid, and so too to Agina. In other words, even though Abaza ben Yaakov holds that to matter a full fledged Hashka, one needs Pseida, but still, to matter hashka on a small scale, one does not need a pseida. Even to Raviach, there is a heter to make hashka porta, and therefore one is allowed to make hashka porta to a Sadegrid, and so too Ravina says one is allowed to mashka hashka porta to a gina. The explanation is based on that we said before, b'shem haravid, that the Ravid understands that even harvacha is considered a miktsas hefsid. Even the loss of a revach is also considered a miktsas hefsid. And therefore, there is a heter to imashke as long as the hashka does not involve a tercha. And for that reason, there is a heter to do a hashka porza, even to sadegrid and even to agina, because again, the fact that he's losing out on a revach is also considered a miktsas hefsid. And miktsas hefsid is also matzer, as long as what one is doing does not involve tercha. And therefore one can explain the raya from Rabbanan as follows. From that Rabbanan are matir to mashke, a full-fledged hashka, in order to save one from the loss of a revach, from there we see that the loss of a revach is also considered a miktsas hefsid. And for that reason Rabbanan hold one is allowed to mashke in order to save himself, even from that miktsas hefsid. And even though Abaza ben Yaakov argues and holds one is not allowed to be tereach in order to save himself from a miktsas hefsid, but that is only as far as tercha is concerned. If what he is doing does not involve tercha, then he is allowed to do a melacha even to save himself from a miktsas hefsid. And for that reason, Ravina proved that even according to Abaza ben Yaakov, there is a heter to mashka ashka porta to agina. That is a chayyah, the pshat and tesis. So again, from tesis one sees that the Rabbanan allow one to mashke in order to marviach is based on the fact that the Rabbanan understands that even the loss of a revach is also considered a hefsid, and even such a hefsid is matir tircha.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.